have reached another stretch of cold weather, and while we continue to hear all sorts of questions about the state's ability to generate electric power, that seems to once again not be the case regarding natural gas and Atmos in particular.
Not at all. One of the things that, we try and make sure that our customers are aware of, first and foremost, is that natural gas is abundant. There is an abundant supply of natural gas. When you hear the stories of electricity potentially having some problems as far as demand and increased demand, that is not an issue in the natural gas industry. There is plenty of supply, and even as colder weather is approaching, that's not a concern for us.
And as far as the price goes, sometimes it is a fluctuating situation. What's been the trend, and what can customers expect on the price side?
We will do our best to keep natural gas as affordable as possible. And natural gas, by default, is one of the most, if not the most, affordable natural resources and sources of energy that we have because of its abundance. If you think about it in terms of supply and demand, we have a large supply, and even though we have a large demand, because we have a very large supply, we're able to keep prices down. And something that folks may not realize is that our utility services are regulated. The natural gas industry is regulated, and the price of the natural gas that we buy for delivery to the customer is not regulated. Now, where that comes in and changes basically means is that we do not make any profit on the cost of the gas. Atmos Energy buys the gas for its customers, and we get it at wholesale, and we pass on zero cost to our customers. There is no markup in the cost of the gas. That is the fluctuating part. Where we make our profit is from the rates that we charge for delivering the gas to our customers, and those rates are regulated. So those rates are regulated by the state government. The rates for natural gas, however, are not regulated, and we don't have a whole lot that we can do about that. But the good news is we do not pass that cost on to our customers.
The news release that Atmos sent also identifies four ways customers can reduce their energy bills.
One of the ways that you can do it is to make sure you have a programmable thermostat. When you are at the house, you can set it to, in the case of cooler weather, you can set the temperature to go up so the heater comes on at a time when you know people are going to be there. When you go to bed at night, you may set it to go back down a little bit, because a lot of times if you're under the covers and snuggled in bed and nice and warm, you don't necessarily need that thermostat higher. And then during the day when you're at work and the kids are at school and nobody's at the house, you can keep the thermostat lower then to make sure that you're not using as much power, as much natural gas to keep your house warm. But the good news is that you can do that. One of the things that we try to do, if you go to our website, atmosenergy.com, there is actually an energy calculator and other resources that you can use. We've got a lot of information on the web at atmosenergy.com for ways that you can help manage your energy use. You can kind of get an idea of how much you're using right now, but also how you can improve upon that and keep your bills lower. A couple other things you can do: inspect your doors and windows for drafts. If you get close to a window and you feel cold weather, you've got a problem with air, cold air coming in and hot air coming in during the summer. And that's not a problem in terms of natural gas during the summer necessarily, but in the wintertime it is. And you want to make sure that you're as warm as you can be at the most effective price point. And if you make sure that all of those windows are properly sealed, doors are properly sealed, you can make sure that your house is insulated. And then the other thing is, we actually have energy assistance programs available through the federal government, and you can go to our website, atmosenergy.com, and there's a lot of information there about the energy assistance programs that are facilitated locally through the Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. It's not our intention for anybody to be left in the cold. We don't want that. We want our customers to be taken care of, and if they're having some difficulty paying their bills for whatever reason, there are resources out there that can hopefully help them stay warm this winter.
A reminder about what customers should be doing, particularly residential customers, if they're turning on their natural gas powered heaters for the first time during this cold snap and they smell something funny, what do they do?
Well, there's two different things that you might smell. You might smell kind of a burning smell. A lot of times that has to do with lint that gathers on the coils of the furnace or the coils of the heater, and that's very typical. One thing we don't want is for you to smell natural gas. If you smell natural gas, and of course natural gas by default is odorless, but one of the things that we do as a safety precaution is we add an ingredient called mercaptan. That's the infamous rotten egg smell that we add to the natural gas, and that is for safety purposes. That way, when you smell that, it's a very pungent odor, and it's unmistakable. And as soon as you smell it, we want you to evacuate if you can, to just get out of your house and call our emergency number, and that emergency number is available on our website, and that is absolutely a safety precaution. If you smell gas in your home and you call that emergency line, we'll come out and we'll take a look at it. If the problem is on our end, we'll fix it at no cost. Sometimes the problem is on the resident's end, and that would be at cost to you, but we'll tell you how the best way to go about making sure that those repairs are made.
Something else that's associated with getting furnaces on in the winter deals with carbon monoxide, and what are some tips there?
You know, it's a scary thought, and the thing is, carbon monoxide is not limited to just home heating systems. We're also talking ovens, dryers, fireplaces, and, of course, automobile engines. Carbon monoxide is colorless, it is odorless, and what some people may not realize, it's produced by incomplete combustion in those systems that I just mentioned. A good way of looking at it is if you have a natural gas stove, and if you look at that natural gas flame, it should be a brilliant blue color. And if it is not, if you see little flares of yellow in there somewhere, that's a good sign that it is not burning completely. There is some incomplete combustion in there, and you could have some potential, and I stress potential, carbon monoxide problems. If it gets to a large-scale problem, you could start to feel kind of flu-like, headache, sleepy, some weakness. As it progresses, you could even see vomiting, dizziness, some tightening in the chest. If you or someone you know has any problem like that, the first thing to do is call 911 and seek medical attention. The second thing to do is if you have recently turned on your furnace, if you have recently turned on your gas heater for the first time, if you are unable to do it, get someone to turn it off immediately, just on the chance that that might be part of the problem. And then don't use it again until it's been inspected and serviced and determined to be safe, either by a qualified plumber or a heating contractor. That's one of those things that you'll have to call a qualified professional to come out and take a look at it, because that is with the appliance itself. It's not with the natural gas as it gets into your home. It's what's happening to it once it gets into that particular device.
Have I missed anything?
One of the things that is interesting, I was looking at the weather outlook for our area, and we're right on the line of having warmer weather this winter, just slightly warmer weather, but we're also on the line of having some increased precipitation. And so if we get into situations like that, we could see some freezing precipitation this winter, potentially. We stress potentially. We don't know. But regardless of what happens, we want everybody who is an Atmos Energy customer to know that the supply is there. We will continue to deliver a reliable product and focus on the safety of our workers and employees, and hopefully keep everybody nice and warm this winter.